Hello and welcome to Gamercast episode 225, Harry Potter Returns. This is the show recorded on the 14th of November, 2010. Hello, I'm your host. My name's Paul, and joining me this week is Catherine.
Hello.
Hello indeed.
Yeah.
Now for the news.
A couple of news bits and bobs this week.
Yeah. So to start it off, there's finally been a trailer for L.A. Noire, which has been in development since forever by Team Bondi.
Oh, really?
And it's been picked up by Rockstar to publish, which is cool, because Rockstar are good with marketing and stuff. So hopefully it'll do good. It's coming out spring next year, which is amazing, because that's actually quite soon. And it's quite cool looking. So, think Mafia, but a little bit better. Because Team Bondi have been working on this for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cool because they've got... did I paste what his name is in there? Like, what is the main... What looks like to be one of the main guys is Aaron Staten. Staten? Who is Cain Cosgrove from Mad Men.
Oh, really? Is.
I saw it, I was like, that's Cain Cosgrove. And no one knew what I was talking about because nobody I know watches Mad Men. At all. I mean, I'm sure if it was Vincent Kartheiser or someone like that, people would know. But no. But yeah, so that's cool. Hopefully there'll be another trailer and maybe some screenshots and some other stuff coming out soon. Because it'd be nice to see more on it.
Yep, PopCap Games have chucked out a game called Bookworm.
On DSiWare. It's already been out, like, on PC and stuff like that for
ages. So you basically have, like, a grid of letters, and you basically just draw a path across the grid on the DS to make a word.
Kind of like Boggle.
Yeah, sort of like Boggle, except with a bigger grid.
Yeah.
And without a noisy
thingamajig. It's going to cost 500 DSiWare points, which is pretty much £5.
Yep.
Yeah.
Not bad.
And that's actually PopCap's first game to come out. Thing over here.
So you've got the grid of letters, and when you make a word, those letters disappear and they fall down, like, sort of bejeweled, and then they fill in from the top again.
Okay.
So it plays like that, doesn't it? Digger Simulator 2011 has been announced.
And is coming out on the 3rd of December. They claim it's going to be really good.
They claim.
Yeah. So apparently, it's having a unique ground system, so where you go over is affected by your machinery. I'm not sure about that, if that'll actually happen. Apparently it's got realistic physics too.
So what? It means that it will put a texture of your wheel prints on the ground, or what?
Well, it says the ground beneath you compacts.
Alright. Okay, that sounds cool. They've also announced a tanker truck simulator.
Yeah.
If you like to drive around with...
supplying oil to people.
With loads of oil, and then get blown up like Terminator.
That's coming out sometime in December as well. As well as Dive to the Titanic, which is really weird sounding. Because that's a simulator that you're diving down into the Titanic.
Yep.
And then when you come back up to the ground, you've got to do jobs to get more money to go even deeper inside the Titanic.
Yeah, so you basically pilot a little submarine.
Mm.
And you have to take pictures, to boost interest in your expedition and so on and so on.
Mm. And that's out December as well.
Gran Turismo has had a new release date, which is going to be Wednesday, the 24th of November. So, Wednesday. Seriously, guys, do you really think you're worthy of a Wednesday launch? I don't. Moving along. BlazBlue.
Is that Continuum?
Yeah, Continuum Shift. So, BlazBlue, pronounced BlazBlue.
Because it's one word, BlazBlue. No Blaze, no E. So originally it was coming out this week, but they've had to put it back and do a delay on it.
Because it exploded.
It's now coming out officially on the 3rd of December, so that's next week. That's PS3 360 fire.
Oh, that sounds fun. Fancy Pants Adventures is... I'm not even going to talk about that. This is an Xbox Live Arcade PSN game coming out early next year.
So EA have done a lot of stuff with their EA Partners stuff this week. So they've...
I don't get it.
I'm not sure. I think it's some kind of little platformer. So they've picked up Fancy Pants Adventure with Over the Top Games. Over the Top, is that?
What? Dude, silence, you're leaving big
I'm
silence.
I'm sorry, I'm thinking if I know who that company is. Over the Top Games and Born Games. And they're making that. Which is an Xbox Live PSN title, which is coming out...
A bit.
No official confirmation on date yet. But it's also been a browser-based
Didn't
game.
Didn't I just say early next year?
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Oh, yeah, there you go. It was covered up by the remote soundy thing.
I know when I'm on the ball.
Are you on the ball? Yeah, so it's originally a browser-based title, and it's coming to Xbox Live and PSN. Then they also... this is an EA partner one, but this is really weird. Wildlife Forest Survival. So they're doing a hunting game.
As in Deer Hunter?
No, not so much.
As in Deer Hunter 2?
Oh, wait. So someone told me it was a hunting game. But I think they were lying.
Okay. I'm not using a shotgun.
They lied to me, the person told me this. So you choose an animal to play as. There's four animals.
So you're an animal and you're trying to avoid being hunted.
You're trying to either avoid being hunted or hunt.
So it's basically a stealth game and you have to sneak up on the human and hit him from behind.
I hate it when people tell me the wrong things.
Who told you that?
Tom.
Who?
I'm not saying any names.
Who's responsible for this?
I'm not saying any names.
Who is... Shush! It's not Falclaw,
no.
Is it? It's not Danny, is it? It's not Sean, is it?
Okay, anyway, so yes, you play as animal and you've got to either, you know, well, fight for survival or such and kill other animals.
Yes, okay.
It's because I put it in between those. So this is another EA partner title. There's more than one of them. Called Gatling Gears, which is being made by Vanguard Games, so I think Nordic. And this is another game that's coming out on Xbox Live, PSN, and also in PC. I'm not sure that means Games for Windows Live or not in spring next year as well.
Time will tell. Sooner or later, time will tell.
So this is a dual analog shooter.
Dual analog, meaning what? You use two analog sticks?
You know what I mean.
Well, don't all shooters use two analog sticks now?
As in, like, Geometry Wars kind.
No, it's trying to be Geometry Wars.
Oh my god.
Good luck.
Then also,
I just have two more achievements to get in that game.
Another EA partner title, which is called Warp, which is being made by Trapdoor and EA Publishing. It's coming
remember
out.
Remember Trapdoor?
Yes, I remember Trapdoor.
I don't remember the theme song. How did it go?
I'm not singing anything.
Trapdoor.
No. That's not how it went.
Well, I don't know. I'm just making it up.
So this game's coming out again on Xbox Live, PSN, and PC in summer next year. There's actually no screenshots for this game at all whatsoever.
Oh, that's
and
a shame.
They've just said that it's a top-down sci-fi world with a distinctive art style, which has addictive levels, traps, and puzzles. So...
Somewhere in the dark and dusty regions of Olympic Goes stands ancient castle. Deep within this dank and uninviting place, Miss Burke.
Hello!
Overworked servant of a thing upstairs.
Burke!
But that's nothing compared to the horror of the lurk beneath the trap door. For there is always something down there. In the dark, waiting to come out.
Sorry, why are we talking about Trapdoor?
The company's called Trapdoor.
Oh, yeah, that's it, isn't it? The company is called Trapdoor.
I think Vancouver, somewhere in Canada.
Oh, really? Do they have the license for that name, or did Trapdoor TV people own that name and maybe they license it?
Don't
know. Infringement.
Probably not.
Let's talk a bit about Destiny Warriors.
So, Destiny Warriors Online is officially live now. So, Aria Games made this, and it's a online RPG. So, MMO.
Yes, Destiny Warriors is a reference to our former co-host,
who doesn't come on anymore.
Who's not been on in 5 or 6 weeks. Who would actually call that Destiny.
So, if anyone wants to check... If anyone's, like, a huge die-hard Dynasty Warriors fan...
Destiny.
If you go on the Aria Games website... you should be able to check out about the MMO.
We can have a potential alternate title, Destiny Warriors.
Oh, we could. Maybe that. I think that's quite good. Next
better
up,
than Harry Potter.
Capcom have officially announced when MotoGP 10/11 is coming out.
So this is a big yawn from me. No offense, guys, but Climax Motorsport makes the MotoGP games. Sorry, but you're
MotoGP. They don't have a license anymore, do they?
Oh, I don't care. Capcom, you suck.
So this will be coming out March next year for PS3 and 360.
You know, the thing is, the first MotoGP on the Xbox was really it was really good at making the PS2 seem like the pile of poop it was.
Yeah.
Because you had people buying, oh, I'm buying the Capcom one on the PS2. Oh, it's so cool. And then they see the Xbox one and they're just like, I want that one. Yeah, you do want that one, but you're a newbie nub.
Yeah. You get Love Film on PS3 now. I'm not sure how it works.
Why are we Does talking about well? This?
Yeah, I think that's quite good. I think we need stuff like that on the...
Yeah,
Love Film but Love Film have a really big number of films.
Yeah, whatever.
I used to use them for DVDs.
I didn't.
No. Well, you can now get that on PS3. So if you pop on your PS3, you should be able to have a look on that.
Of course, people in North America don't care about that rubbish. Yeah,
they have like Netflix because on Netflix 360 has, like, and stuff.
Pwned everything.
Yeah. There's going to be a new Boulder Dash game. Did you ever play Boulder Dash?
Possibly.
You got the little dude and you run away and there's gems that you have to pick up and then if you make a hole...
That describes dozens of games I've played.
Well, okay. To be fair, Boulder Dash is something that's been rehashed by loads of different kinds of game title names. But there's officially a Boulder Dash title now coming to Xbox 360, which I think is cool. It's also coming to Windows as well. They haven't said whether it's going to Windows Live either. Like, no one has. It's been published by Calypso, and they claim it's going to be a new
update. Calypso? Isn't that the dude from Simon the Sorcerer?
Calypso. Do they?
Yeah, it's a wizard from it.
Oh. They claim to update it, have updated it with 3D, HD graphics. I said 3D instead of HD, as everything says nowadays. And it's going to be 720p. It's going to have an arcade mode, a puzzle mode, a zen mode, and a time challenge. So everything seems to be going for zen modes at the moment. It's going to also have a retro version in the game. So there'll be 25 retro caves for you to be able to play as well. And yeah, it'll have achievements, of course.
No.
So if it's good, I might pick that up because I quite liked Boulder Dash on like the Spectrum.
Sounds fun.
Atari and stuff.
A bit of stuff about Eurogamer Expo.
Yes, can you scroll that up a little bit because I can't see the dates. Thank you. So they've officially announced the dates for Eurogamer Expo 2011. So of course, this year's one just passed. And it will be once again at Earl's Court from the 22nd to the 25th of September. They totally sold out of tickets this year, and I imagine they'll probably do the same for next year's. That's how many days is that? 22nd or 25th? That's 4 days, right?
Yes, so.
Yeah. Okay. So this year it's three years. It's been extended by another date from the looks of it.
Putting an extra day in it.
When the hell are they going to do that? Thursday or Monday? Who can do that?
It runs from the Thursday until the Sunday.
Thursday? No one's going to go to an event on Thursday. Unless they don't have a job.
That would be a good one to go to then, wouldn't it? The Thursday.
When everyone's going to be working.
Good.
Be quiet. They've said further details on tickets and also like exhibitors and any talks and stuff like that will be announced early next year.
I realise.
And I'm sure the tickets will sell out really quickly, so if you do want to go to it for next year, make sure to buy them early or apply for them early.
Yeah, a bit of Rock Band 3 news, because Rock Band 3 is an amazing game which didn't sell at all.
It hasn't sold at all, which is really sad, because it's got like scores of about 100 on everywhere. Well, like full marks. 10 out of 10, 5 out of 5, 100 out of 100, whatever.
Yeah, so what's the dealio? Why is this in the news?
So there's official demo up on Xbox Live and PS3 for you to play. If you don't have the keyboard, which of course you won't unless you've bought Rock Band 3 anyway, will allow you to play with a guitar in place of the keyboard. So you can have you can play with the guitar as if it was a keyboard. It's got a cool song on it. So it's got four songs on it. So it's got, I don't know who that is, Hardest Button to Button, White Stripes, that's a cool song.
I suppose.
I don't know the other songs. There's a Slipknot song, Space Hog, and Foreigner. So you can just download that and give it a play.
Yes.
It can use the microphone as well. So you can pretty much go all in to give it a try. I'm guessing they've put it up to try and maximise sales a bit more. But yeah, so that's cool. So if you're tempted to buy Rock Band 3, but haven't bought it yet, you can go and check out the demo now.
proving that we do care about your opinions, your letters.
We'll follow shortly after this disclaimer. Gamercast does not endorse any opinions and or views expressed in any of the letters we receive. All letters are presented as is and confers no warranty or rights. Okay, we have one letter this week. Just one. And it's a bit short. I suppose we could read a letter from Falcor who just says Slipknot sucks. But reading the actual letter I was going to read.
No, that's short.
It's from Charlotte. It says, "Hey guys, I want Connect the Rhinos. Sounds awesome."
What? Oh, did we say that at some point?
That sounds like something I would say.
It does sound... Well, yeah, it sounds like something
you'd say. Of course. Episode was cool. A guy at Ash train station thought I was a weirdo because I kept laughing. Well, that is what you're... No, that's not what her gamer tag is. That is what her nickname is for non-gamer tag stuff. Yeah. She just says, love the show, Sean.
Yeah.
Okay, and that sounds fun. If you want to send us a letter, you can, of course, do so. I'm looking at you, Gary. Yeah, I'm looking at you. What's the deal, yo?
Stephen can send us a letter.
Yeah, it's Stephen.
Oxlow, or...
Yeah, Oxlow. Where's Bobman? Where's Killypants Mafia,
Bobman
yo?
As well.
Where's Killypants?
Yeah. Or this dude that started listening to the show that I saw on Twitter and is now listening to again.
Dude.
I can't remember what his name is.
Okay, new dude who's listening to us on Twitter. Get your backside into gear.
He used
and write
to listen to it in the days of just you and Adam years ago and then left it and then came back and thinks it's much better now.
Of course it's better now. It's that Adam hobo bloke hasn't turned up.
No, that's true.
And I came up with all these cool structured stuff and audio puts the bit in the middle and name that game and all these other cool things.
Uh-huh.
Now it's not
and
just...
And I find you stuff to talk about on the show.
Oh, that don't matter. Oui. The main thing is the name that game. I'm tempted to just cut all this out and just
name that
game.
Just do name that game. That'd be really boring.
No, it'd be really good.
You'd be listening to the show for like 5 seconds.
We could do one every day then.
Every day? And how many people would respond back? Not many.
Million.
Talk about Charlotte's letter, though.
People. We've already talked about it.
I was just going to say, that's what I always hate about podcasts, is the fact if you're listening to something and it's funny, then you're going to be laughing, and then people are going to think you're weird.
Yeah, it's weird indeed. Anyway. Oh, actually, we should probably read out a really odd letter. Let's go back. What's the oldest letter I've got here? Oh, that's from you. That's from some guy called Paul Cousins. Nope. Don't know who that is. Ooh, here's one. This is one from Darth Ura. Remember Darth Ura from
remember.
Pause menu? He says, "Well, I am downloading Gamercast again. I'm happy to hear the familiar warm voices of Adam and Paul. I'm looking forward to your games and I'm eager to what will be said about the most anticipated games. Fable 2, Star Wars, Bioshock, Alan Wake, blah 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 blah. Keep thumbs happy." Okay, thank
Why
you.
Why are you reading an old letter?
For the lulz. Hey, this one from Kitty Pants. He says, any news of GTA 4 PC release? Yeah, it came out about 10 years ago.
That's because you're reading a letter from 2 years ago.
Okay, I'm sorry. Oh, look, wait, just one more letter. This is from Falclore in the chat room. He says, "Oxlow is a newbie Terran." And it's true. He doesn't even block himself in. No, actually, Oxlow's been playing some 3v3 of us. He needs to block his choke, because he doesn't do it.
It's time for
Name
That
Game.
Okay, last week, everybody would have heard. We actually had nobody, not a single person, guess correctly. Because everyone got it wrong. So you guessed it was... Your exact quote was, "I didn't know what it is." You said it was... No idea. Charlotte said it was... Dark Messiah of Might and Magic. Just to guess, no, wrong. It was actually Call of Duty 2. So, in your face, nibs... If it's Numinubs, as my sister would say, she actually invented Numinub. Okay, this week we've got something a tad easier, I think. Much easier. And you know it, don't you?
I think.
But you can't think of what it is because you don't have the skills. You don't have the skills, do you?
I'll go with Half-Life 2.
Half-Life 2? Okay. If anyone else thinks they know what it is, Adam, for example. Because I'm not even.
Half-Life 2?
I'm not even going to guess.
Is it Deus Ex? Any clues?
It is a shooter.
Any other clues?
It is old.
Multi-platform?
Yes. Yes, it is multi-platform. Yes. Of course, what you mean by multi-platform could be really vague.
Well, I mean,
it might run on Windows 98, but it might also run on Windows ME.
Console game as well.
Console game. There was a console version in the works at some point, but I don't know if it came out, because there was one in the series being released on the Dreamcast, but I don't think that ever materialized. So I don't know.
Okay.
Actually, that's another clue. Had Dreamcast, which never materialized. For one in the series. So yeah, Cameron thinks Half-Life 2. Adam thinks Tumbleweed.
Tumbleweed.
I don't know how to spell that.
Tumbleweed.
I don't know how to spell tumble.
Okay.
Falco's moaning more about Oxlo in the chat room again. Oxlo is a disgrace. His Terran play is almost as bad as my spelling. Anyway, if you think you know what it is, feedback at gamercast.net, blah blah blah, you know the score.
New releases this week.
Okay, there is one or two games being released this week.
One or two? Too many.
Just one or two. There's like three sort of big ones, really.
Yeah.
I'm going to say those first. And then we just rush through the rubbish, okay? So we've got Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. This isn't quite Assassin's Creed free, but it is another Assassin's Creed games.
Because you can tell assassins to do jobs for you and stuff like that. And
yeah,
recruit people into your brotherhood. It's also got multiplayer as well.
Yeah, so...
It's the first time out.
Yeah, okay, just interrupt what I'm saying.
That's sorry, you can want to say anything about it?
Assassin's Creed game.
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed's fairly popular.
Yeah, they do the jumpy stuff quite nice, the parkour.
No, that's a bit lame in my opinion.
I think they do it quite well.
No, it's a bit lame. Oh, yeah. Need for Speed Hot Pursuit's also coming out.
Yep.
Whatever, there's a demo coming out by Criterion. If you're interested in that.
I believe they've taken the demo down.
Oh, whatever, there was a demo up
for it. But it comes out now anyways. It came out on Wii as well.
That's out Friday.
Yep.
So like older of the Hot Pursuit Need for Speed games, it's Hot Pursuit.
Yeah.
As opposed to like Shift, which was
Cops
track racing.
Versus and, races.
You know, so there's less of a sort of boy racer to it with other releases. Probably the biggest one though is Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1. So this is the game
to time with the film. That comes out also on the 19th over here.
Yep. Deathly Hallows. This is the one where Harry Potter is in big trouble and like everyone's trying to get him, and it's like the epic final climactic battle between Voldemort and Harry Potter and his friends.
Voldemort.
Ron Ginger Kid and the girl who is also in it. What's wrong with Voldemort?
I like your names.
Well, I don't know their flipping names.
Aww.
I don't read your Harry Potter, Smeg.
New Harry Potter outside of Hogwarts.
Yeah, so this is, you know, like the other stuff, this is on everything, basically. Although the Xbox 360 version is the best version. Because it has Kinect support.
Yes, it does have Kinect support. It's got Kinect mode, which is like separate from the main game. So you can earn some extra G and
I will earn my G.
Play as Harry Potter.
Basically, in the Kinect mode, you can cast two different types of spell per mission, and you go zap zap with different arm gestures to cast the spells. There's also two player Kinect with leaderboards, blah blah blah.
And then of course main game. Yeah, then you've got the main game,
which is also on PS3.
And PC and Wii and DS. The DS version's different.
Is the Wii version cut down a lot? Or is it just the lower res?
The Wii version is very similar to the HD version.
And obviously the DS is totally different.
Yeah, DS version's totally different looking.
Really? That's silly, that is. Why aren't the DS
Yeah, I want my 360 graphics on my DS. Where's that?
Why can't they do that? What's the deal?
Who knows?
Oh, EA are so rubbish.
So then we've got a load more releases.
Yeah, we got a load more.
There were actually a few that I didn't mention.
Jibba jabba.
Because I weren't sure if they were actually coming out yet.
Jibba jabba.
So last week we mentioned, I think it was Doctor Who Evacuation Earth.
Yep, that's actually out this week.
No. So Doctor Who Evacuation Earth was a DS game. Doctor Who Return to Earth is out this week on Wii.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if it ties in with the DS game, which would be quite nice if it did. So it's Doctor Who game. So this is Wii only, no DS version for this one.
Wow.
It has voice cast of Matt Smith and Karen Gillan for any Doctor Who fans out there.
Meh.
It has a whole new storyline. It has two types of minigame in it, which is a gravity gun and a sonic screwdriver game, which makes use of the Wii. The story has to do with Cybermen and the Daleks, and it's usually Doctor Who stuff. Of course, not many games.
More importantly, there is a Hello Kitty game coming out called Birthday Adventures.
So it's a bit of an odd little game. So you take on the role of Little Miss Hello Kitty to find the perfect birthday present for her Sanrio friends. Sanrio, of course, being kind of the what they're classed under, because of course you've got Badette's Maru, Caterpie, and other people.
What are you jib-jamming about?
Caterpie's a little froggy.
Great.
And so yeah, you've got it's mainly like mini games and stuff like that.
Great.
It's of course it'd be a great present for like little kids on their birthday, Christmas even.
People who are easily amused.
I was tempted to get one of the Hello Kitty games on DS because they had a planner on one of them. Anyway, EA Sports.
EA Sports Active 2.
Yeah, so this is coming out on Wii, PS3, and 360. The 360 version uses Kinect. The PS3 version can use the camera, but doesn't use Move. And the Wii version has heart rate monitors. I think the PS3 version might have that as well, and maybe the 360. It's kind of confusing because not everything was giving me the right information.
No.
So, sequel to the original EA Sports Active, which was only a Wii title and has full Kinect support. Same standard as World Biggest Loser and Your Shape.
Is the 360 version also... I mean, what's the deal? So the 360 is Kinect only.
It's just Kinect.
But we don't know if it's coming with all the jib-jab.
I'm not entirely sure. It comes with that, you know, the
obviously the first
one
came with the stretchy stretch.
That comes with the 360
one. All the bits to put on you.
I'm just not sure if the heart rate monitor comes with it.
No, who cares? Apache Air Assault is also coming out. This is a game where you take control of an Apache AH-64 attack helicopter and you kill people.
Yep. 360 PS3.
What? No PC?
No.
That's a noob game then.
It's an arcade title, isn't it? Well, a 360 kind of arcade flight game.
You know what I think about arcade rubbish. Create.
Oh, we could have mentioned this on the bigger ones. To be nice. Create new
EA
Pass.
You should have said
I'm
then,
sorry,
shouldn't you?
Which is not a ripoff of Little Big Planet. Oddly enough. So Create's like a little game where it's kind of like the
Crayon Physics.
Yeah, well, less like Crayon Physics. What's that? Cause and effect machine kind of thing. As such, and then so you can either make your own levels, or there's also pre-made levels where you have to solve a challenge by like getting a car through a hoop, which is on the other side, and you've got to power it, and you can get bonus points, and it's all about creating stuff. So you can create
it
your own levels.
It does look quite cool.
I think it looks cool. I'm definitely picking it up.
Kinect support would have been nice.
Yeah, it's got Move support on PS3.
But I mean, the Move support is literally just using it as a pointer.
Yeah, the only issue is, of course, because this was made, I'm going to say, probably, for Wii.
Yes.
There's a Wii title, and the adverts that I've seen for it on the interwebs mainly show them with Wiimotes. So it means, of course, with the 360 version, you're going to be using the analog sticks as a cursor.
Yeah.
Which is kind of annoying.
That's why it should have had Kinect support.
Yeah, because then you could hover and
then
choose.
You could just at least use your
But then mightn't that go a bit crazy if, like, if someone walked in front of you, then like if you it automatically pasted your thing on the other side of the level or something like that. I don't know.
Have an undo button.
Mm. But yeah, so it's all about sharing and creating, and you can upload your stuff, and other people can play it, and then change your levels, and then you can play your levels, and yeah.
Blood drive.
Yes.
It's so, basically a thing where they're trying to get people to donate more blood because they've ran out, and so they're releasing a game where all you do is donate blood.
So this is a... because we're getting cheap releases now on 360 and PS3. This is a £20 release driving game which involves killing like undead zombies.
So it's Carmageddon, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's like, they say Shaun of the Dead meets Mad Max in Death Race.
So it's Carmageddon.
Yes, it's Carmageddon. Did I already say this PS3 and 360?
Yeah, you said PS3
and 360. It's got online as well, if anyone else will be playing it. And you get to kill zombies. Next up, iPets coming out on PSP.
Does this still have the monkey, or does it have the
dog?
Yeah,
it's the little monkey guy.
It's a monkey still.
But this is a PSP game. Okay. Only PSP.
And is this used like the PSP camera or anything? Yeah. Okay, cool.
And yeah, so it's just... Well, I would imagine it would, but it didn't mention anything about it. But you'd think it'd use it. Or would it use it? Maybe it doesn't.
Who cares?
A new iPad.
Well, the thing is, iPad on every other iPad has used a camera.
Yeah.
You've got the Invisibles camera, which is fairly popular now, so...
Yeah.
Well, they could bundle it with it. Dad's Paradise is also coming out.
This is a Kinect title.
This is a Noah Kinect Dancy game.
Which is Konami. We may have mentioned this last week, but it got pushed back, I suppose.
Yeah, probably.
But it's obviously to compete with Dance Central. It probably won't
not
be as good.
Do too well. Although the thing is, Dance Central's good. But maybe you want the songs on this
one. Well, yeah, I remember seeing some songs in there and I thought, I know that song.
It's got a lot of the same songs. It's
got Poker Face.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it depends. That's how it always is with, like, dance games. You've got to look at song lists. And it's different, of course, because all the previous kind of Dance Revolution titles always had kind of, like, club remixes of songs.
Yeah.
Whereas these are actual licensed songs.
Licensed
jobbies. So they're stepping up there. But, yeah. So that's coming
out.
But
the thing is, doesn't this actually show your avatar on the screen?
I think you see yourself.
But not your avatar. Well, you see yourself in Dance Central, don't you? Well, kind of. Although not as cool as in, like, your shape or The Biggest Loser, where it actually shows you, like,
moving.
Quite hardcore. Yeah. Another Combat of Giants coming out. This has got more dinosaurs in it.
This is a Wii version.
Yeah, so they're obviously expanding from their DS beginnings.
They sell quite well, don't they?
They do sell. I mean, it's dinosaurs and giant insects.
Yeah,
else is some
who doesn't want dinosaurs
kid, you know?
I loved dinosaurs as a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
Which was your favourite dinosaur?
Stegosaurus.
Really? I thought you said Triceratops.
No, Stegosaurus is one with the hexagonal.
I know which one it is, but
I'm just making
I
sure.
thought you liked the Triceratops.
No. Stegosaurus all the way.
Why did I think you liked the Triceratops?
I don't know. I never said that I liked Triceratops. Anyways, yeah, because I didn't like those newbie T-Rexes. Everyone likes T-Rexes. Did you like T-Rexes?
It's a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Did you like them?
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Did you?
I don't really have a favourite dinosaur.
Okay, fine.
They're all different, aren't they? I'll tell you what. You know those stupid toys you could get?
Yeah.
Where it was like dinosaurs and you could put stuff on them and they would move around and stuff? I can't remember what they were called, but it was like a whole series of them. And there were like good dinosaurs and bad dinosaurs.
I'm not sure on that what that is.
I actually wanted a Brachiosaur, or it was a Brachiosaur or like a Diplodocus or something.
Yeah.
And I wanted one of those instead of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And my mum went to Argos to get one, and there was a missing part, so she had to take it back. And all their Diplodocus ones or whatever it was had a missing part.
Oh my god!
So I had to get a Tyrannosaurus Rex one.
Lame.
Yeah, it is lame.
But yeah, so you get to create and customise your own dinosaur, so you got 18 breeds to choose from, which is quite nice.
I also had like a variation. I also had a raptor dude.
A Jurassic Park one that opened his mouth.
No, it's the same series as thing I was just talking about with and one of the flying pterodactyl dudes. And you could put like guns and stuff on him.
I used to watch Dinosaurs. Did you watch that?
Dinosaurs.
It was called Dinosaurs. It was like Jim Henson.
What, with people dressed up as dinosaurs?
It was, like, dinosaur things, and, like, they went to work and stuff. And
oh, yeah, that was rubbish.
I used to have little figures of them.
Oh, no, that was rubbish. Let me see if I can find this stuff.
With some weird little baby thing as well. There's a baby.
Yeah, it was a scary one. Anyway, let's carry on talking. Yeah, so, yeah, okay. If you want to fight dinosaurs and stuff on your Wii now, you can do that with this new game.
Then we've got Marvel Superhero Squad, the Infinity Gauntlet. So, I hadn't heard of this coming out or previously. It seems to be kind of a... what would I say? Like animated TV show variant of the Marvel games. So it is based off an animated TV show, which you can tell from if you look at it, because they're quite young looking. It's coming out on a variety of formats, the main ones being Wii and DS. And yeah, you just have small versions of the superheroes as such. And it's got just a storyline to it. There's also drop in, drop out to the story mode, so you can have friends play with you as well. I suppose you'd get to choose as whoever you want to play as, out of the range of good superheroes. And then your friend can choose, so on. I imagine it would follow the story, of course, of this TV series, so it wouldn't be a standalone kind of thing. Yeah. You still not finding out?
You carry on talking. Okay. I'm looking at my dinosaur
so
toys.
This game coming out looks really weird because it's a 360 title called Truth or Lies, Someone Will Get Caught. And it's a Truth or Lies kind of game for the 360. It sounds like a board game made for a 360, but I don't really see how it works. Because, yeah. And it's a £40 release title. You listen to me at all?
I'm listening. I'm just looking at... That's one of the dinosaurs.
Oh, I think I had him.
And you put batteries up his bum.
Yeah, that didn't work.
And he walked along.
Yeah, we tell him as a... You move him. Yeah, so I'm not entirely... I don't know that much about this Truth or Lies game, to be fair. That's weird.
He's got a transformer or something.
Either way, it's a family game where you can have up to eight players play it. And there's about 3,000... Well, more than 3,000 questions that you can... ask each other. I'm not really sure why you need a game to play this game, because it sounds like you could just do it with people, but I suppose there'll be achievements in there too. Next up, which actually was not on the game website and was only on Play and Amazon, is the Prince of Persia Trilogy HD. So recently Ubisoft announced that the I want one of those little guys, the little robot ones, one of those, they're cute. Ubisoft recently announced the Prince of Persia Trilogy being released on PS3. This is the newest of Ubisoft's remakes. Well, it's not really a remake, a remastering of an older title. An older set of titles. This, of course, has Sands of Time, Warrior Within, and Two Thrones on it. So, similar to the God of War collection that Sony released, Ubisoft have done this with Prince of Persia, but only for PS3, just like God of War was. So that's cool. I'm sure a lot of people will be picking that up. I think it's got quite a cheap retail price, so I'll probably pick it up as well. Especially if they made it look a fair bit nicer. I'd care more also if it was on 360, because then there'd be achievements. But, you know, they can't have everything. And, of course, the original licenses were mainly on PS2, but then, of course, they started coming out on Xbox.
Yeah, that's
a bit later
on. Dino Riders.
That's
what the series of the things was called, Dino Riders. Because, like, you'd have people on them with guns and stuff.
Crazy.
See, the internet found out.
Yeah.
You have two sides. You have these dudes and the bad
dudes. Got guns and stuff.
Yeah.
Can you scroll down a little bit for me, please?
No, I'm reading my dinosaurs.
Next up is Divinity 2, The Dragon Knight Saga. So this is like a remastered and improved version of the original Divinity 2, which came out not that long ago. That includes a brand new adventure called Flames of Vengeance, which adds apparently dozens of hours of gameplay to the original story, and a load of new quests. They claim there's over 100 hours of gameplay in the title, as it is, with 180 original quests that you can do. Whether these are rehashes of the same quests or not.
Oh, it was a Deinonychus, not a Velociraptor.
Deinonychus.
Yeah, they were like big raptors from the Jurassic, normal raptors from like the Cretaceous, weren't they? There was woolly mammoth ones, cool.
Awesome. Killer warthog. I think I had one of those.
Yeah, so let's see if I find the toy I actually wanted and the one I actually had to get. It was probably going to be that dude there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but he had missing... Yeah, that's the dude. It was a Diplodocus. But he had missing parts.
That's a shame.
It is.
Sorry, Paul.
I'm sad now. You brought back sad memories.
Aww. Last up this week is a game called Fling Smash, which is apparently a Nintendo title.
Meh,
which
boring.
Comes bundled with a Black
Let's talk about boat. Dinosaur games.
This is just like a smashing game, so it sounds really weird. So examples of it is it has the hands-on of a tennis game and the non-stop action as a pinball game.
What about dinosaurs?
You're smashing stuff.
Dinosaurs?
Smashing.
Boring.
So there's 8 mini games to play, and it works for left-handed people as well as right-handed people, and you can have 4 players.
Mine didn't look that lame though.
One or 2 players.
Same body, but its head was different.
And yes, that's kind of the last thing for this week. I had that guy.
Yeah, I had one of those. I had him.
He had a button in the.
Yeah, and a button on his back, and you press him to make his legs move.
Yeah, I had him. I just didn't have the stuff that went on top of him. I just had the dinosaur.
I had all the stuff.
Well, I'm sure I picked it up like cheap from second hand somewhere.
And I had that dude as well. And I had that little net thing as well, yeah.
Previews and or reviews.
Reviews, I don't know what reviews
have we
got.
Do we want to do some talking of Kinect stuff?
We can talk a bit about Kinect. We've got 10 minutes left before I get annoyed. See, even Falcor likes dinosaurs.
Well, it's because everyone likes dinosaurs.
Yeah.
So, what Kinect games should we talk about?
Dance Central.
Okay.
Review, 5 out of 5, awesome. Your Shape, review, 4 out of 5, good. Probably the best fitness game on there. Kinectimals, 3 out of 5, good for kids. Kinect Adventures, 4 out of 5, pretty decent. Wolfenstein.
You're just thinking what's on that box in there.
2 out of 5, maybe 3 out of 5, but for the G's.
So Dance Central's good. It's probably the most polished game out on Kinect,
yeah,
to be honest.
The UI is really nice as well.
Yeah, the UI is nice because it's not like everything else where you have to move your hand to select an option. It's
you
just
actually
a swipe.
Yeah.
And the swipe's really nice and works really efficiently. The characters look nice, although maybe a little weird, but then it's a dancing game, so...
Yep.
Songs are alright. They're the kind of songs you could dance to.
You would expect.
Some of the moves are sometimes hard to grasp. Like I had earlier, I got really frustrated with it and turned it off.
But on the other hand, I've got a score of 720,000 in Poker Face.
Yeah. Well, I saw someone say on my Twitter earlier that they were number 165 on the leaderboards for a song, and they used to be number 1, so now they're going to be playing on it tonight to get to number 1 again.
Good luck, noobie nub.
Well, it wasn't Poker Face, it was something else. But yeah, so Dance Central was really cool. Next, we mentioned Your Shape. The only downside I'd say about Your Shape is, unlike Dance Central, you can't just jump into it. So you have to set up a profile.
Yeah, you have to set up a profile, tell it how heavy you are, tell it what sort of type of workouts you want to do.
And then you kind of do the workout, which is kind of a lengthy process. But, I mean, just getting to the main game takes a while as well, because the first time you turn it on, it gets you to do stuff, and it scans your body, and it takes a picture. But then you can play gym games, which are nice and quick to get into, so they're cool. As well as the fitness stuff, because, you know, it works.
It is really cool, though. I mean, the interface on it looks really nice. It's not quite as easy to use as, say, Dance Central, in that it's cool where you could just swipe your hand along,
yeah.
But you basically stick your hand out, and it shows your body on the screen, and you select an option from the sides.
And the nice thing is, as well, it maps how far the menu should be from you by your arm length.
Yeah, so it actually measures your leg length,
so
your torso, and all your arm length.
So you don't have to jump to the side to be able to select the menu,
and
you just put your arm out.
It is actually accurate at gauging those measurements as well.
Yes.
For example, now we know, Catherine knows what size trousers I wear.
Yes.
Well, you know what size leg they are anyway.
Yeah. It's like, I wouldn't know how long my legs are.
I do, because trousers say so.
Yeah, ladies don't.
Nah, it's because you're a lady.
You just get a size based on your bum.
Your bum size.
Yeah. So then we mentioned Kinectimals. Kinectimals is cute. It's alright.
It's cute.
The
bit with the remote control car and the cat riding
it's lame.
Is cute.
Lame.
And then the dinosaur comes along and
eats it.
There's
no dinosaurs. So the only issue I have with it is I'm not sure if it's £40 worth of game.
Yeah,
for the average consumer.
I mean, for kids, a bit of a no-brainer. It's easy to get into. There are a few fiddly bits where you can probably imagine your kid saying, "Mom, I don't know what to do."
Yeah.
And then they're screwed because a little stupid dude has finished trying to tell you what it is, and then everyone's clueless about what they have to do.
Yeah.
But it seems where mini games in it, we have to throw stuff and kick stuff
kicking
and hit stuff around.
I quite like.
And then you've got the cleaning the cat and petting it and all the other sort of jib-jab, which is what we've
actually
seen.
I fed mine the other day.
Yeah.
I gave him a bowl of water.
Oh, I bet he's feeling lucky now.
Yeah. And then you just get loads of different toys and balls and cars and... There's lots to it, because the thing is, I unlocked a new place.
There is quite a bit to it.
Well, I unlocked
but it's all
that
fairly
place,
similar,
didn't I? And that was a whole new, area of things, of all the same kind of stuff. So it feels like it'll be quite big, but maybe not £40 worth. I'd say £30 worth is fine,
yeah.
But maybe not £40 worth. And it's cute. That's the thing they've got going there. It's really nice looking.
What's
at least the tigers and the leopards and all that stuff. And of course, as well, if you pick up the limited edition, it comes with a soft, cuddly tiger, a Maltese tiger, and he's got a little tag on his around his neck, which I'm guessing people could actually just pinch instead of buying it.
Or just download from the internet. Print
yeah,
out
probably
themselves.
Do that. He's got a little tag around his neck, and you can scan it in. That means you can get a Maltese tiger, which is kind of like a bluey tiger.
Yeah. So what we imagine they'll probably do is they'll start selling lots of these little things, and then you scan it into the game, and you get the same pet in the game as well.
Yeah. So what would be nice as well then is if they do a few patches, and then maybe they start doing totally different kinds of animals. So you could get.
It would be nice to have more than just cats.
Like a hyena.
Or a doggy.
Or a dog,
elephant.
Yeah,
or
dogs.
A pet little rhino.
Elephant.
A connector rhino.
A connector rhino.
I'm reminded of the hippo bit where Homer Simpson is imagining a hippo on his barbecue grill and it's spinning around. It's like a little hippo which fits on it perfectly. Yeah, so that's cool.
What else did we mention? Was that it?
Connect Adventures.
So I thought it was going to be crap, but I'm pleasantly surprised with it. It's all right. I mean, you get it with the game, so you can't really complain, to be honest.
Oh,
with the game, you get it with the Kinect. So, you know, you're getting it for free. It's not like they do other bundles. And it works alright. It's got some funny moments, and you get kind of tired playing it sometimes, which is good with all the games as well, actually, because you're physically doing stuff. And they all kind of work quite well. So I suppose that's it for the reviews, right? While you're reading the BBC News.
Mm-hmm. We'll probably be back next week with a review of Harry Potter.
Maybes.
Yes, Harry Potter.
I'm not sure if much is coming out next week.
Or as I call it, Gears of Potter.
Thank you, Paul.
Where's Marcus Fenix? Oh, there he is, hiding behind Ron. I thought he'd be around there somewhere. So yeah, that is it for this week.
Mm-hmm.
We will be back next week, as per usual.
Yes, that's true. We may or may not have Adam with us. Who knows? And don't forget to send in all those letters and...
Jib-jab,
what you've been playing. Then we'll say what we've been playing. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Steam, all those things. Just go on gamercast.net and you can find links to all those things, which link towards us. And then you can, like, check stuff out. So, yeah. We'll catch everyone next week for the show.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye.